com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Latham, and a woman from Orange Park facing two counts of child abuse. Police say 29-year-old Christine Worley was arrested on a warrant accusing her of abusing a 5-year-old and 7-year-old found with bruises and other marks in their bodies in January. News 4 Jax reports her relationship to the children is unclear, but neighbors say they live with her and that her husband is in the military on active duty. Neighbors say Worley did not interact with them much and that they are saddened by the allegations. A former Jacksonville City Council member says Mayor Lenny Curry should resign amid the ongoing investigation into efforts to sell the JEA to a private company. Matt Schellenberg says the mayor has allowed a win-at-all-cost culture to flourish at City Hall, which led to the problems with JEA. In an op-ed in the Times-Union, Schellenberg says the mayor has been less than transparent and should step down. The mayor's office says no comment. The former CEO of the JEA, Aaron Zahn, was fired with cause last week. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
I-10 eastbound between Lane Avenue and McDuff is getting some attention, so add an extra 3 minutes. And 295 southbound between St. John's Bluff and Butler, add an extra 5 minutes. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sun and clouds in the morning, cloudy by afternoon, and a high of 76. This evening, cloudy with a low of 55, and right now it's 53 degrees. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Union membership is dropping, but overall support for unions is up. This week, the Florida legislature takes up the issues dealing with abortion and raising the age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. And after last night's Iowa caucus, results are still not in on who won.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Before we take some calls, I just got an interesting tweet from a friend. It says, Ed, if you like the Iowa caucuses, and then it was, what a mess, you're going to love Bernie's Medicare for All. I'm just like, wow. 4 minutes coming up on 5 minutes after 7 a.m., the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600. Before we get to the calls, nobody knows what the heck's going on in Iowa. Having said this, let me put that, as they say in the legal field, sidebar. Listen to this clip. Some of you are taking issue with this morning. And I want to get to Robert in just a brief moment, start with his call. 904-831-0600. Here is host of Special Report, Brett Baer, news analyst Britt Hume, and Martha McCallum comparing what some believe Bernie Sanders may be the 2016 version of Donald Trump. Why? Everybody wants Bernie from the right. Bernie can't win. But they point out, wasn't the same argument said about Trump in 2016? And my question to you is, do they have a fair comparison? I want to get to your calls. Just listen to this clip because I'd love to hear your view right here.
There is that element of the more the party establishment talks down Bernie Sanders, the more his supporters say, well, you know what? We're showing up in greater numbers.
Now remember, the party establishment talked down Donald Trump in 2016, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm breaking this down like verse by verse. Here we go.
That's right. And of course, all of us reporters who covered countless campaigns, we all thought we knew something, which was that crowd size is no real indication of final support. Well, in the case of Trump, boy, were we wrong about that. And so, and he can say this, make the same claim about Bernie. He's got energy on his side. He's got youth among his supporters. So he becomes a genuine threat to win the nomination, and they're all going to panic because they think he can't beat Trump, but who knows?
What does that whole scenario that you just described remind us of? It reminds me so much of what happened with President Trump.
Now, okay, I want to finish playing the clip. Are you guys listening to this? They're saying the energy, the crowd size of Bernie Sanders, tell him that he can't win. Remember, this, I covered the Trump campaign in Florida. This was said about all the Trump supporters. And they said, forget you. We're going to come out. We're going to beat Marco and Ted Cruz combined in the state of Florida. And they did. So now you listen to this. They're all comparing the win of 2016 of Donald Trump to what's going on with ODB, old dirty Bernie Sanders. More of the clip.
Because he was always ahead in the early stages, and everybody said, well, this is going to die out. You know, he's a reality TV star. That's why everybody shows up to see him at these things. And, you know, it is remarkable, sort of at different extremes and very different ideologies, how similar this feels in terms of bucking the trend against your own party.
So the question I'm asking you at 904-831-0600, do they have a point? Is this a fair comparison to the 2016 primary of then candidate Donald Trump?
That a lot of Democrats in 2016 said they were hoping that Trump would be the nominee of the Republican Party because he'd be the easiest one to
Hillary
beat.
Hillary wanted to run against him.
They wanted to run against him, and look what happened. And so now we look at, you know, some Republicans are looking at Bernie Sanders and say, oh boy, I hope he wins because, you know, he's way out on the left and Trump will kill him. Well, look what happened with Trump.
I'd like to hear your view. 831-0600-904-831-0600. My question to you is that a semi or 100% full-blown, or, Ed, nah, that's more spin. You can't compare the two. What is your view? That's Fox News making the comparison. Sanders and the 2016 campaign of Trump. Oh, let's get Trump. Remember, Mexico, what's this guy talking about? Remember, the Democrats wanted Trump, and Trump won.
Mm-hmm.
Are Republicans making the same mistake about Bernie Sanders? Let's go to Robert on line one. Robert, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. No comparison.
Hey, Robert, you got to speak up, brother. We can barely hear you, my man.
You sound like you're on a speaker phone or something that's not coming in too clear.
Yeah.
All right, am I clear now?
Oh, you're awesome. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's no comparison at all, guys. It amazes me that the stupidity of 50% of America voting public. This guy, to me, is a deranged lunatic, and it amazes me that he's even getting this kind of footing. Donald Trump has a record to run on now. You know, he was a novice back in 2016. You know, people thought he was just a big mouth, loud mouth. But he's got success after success. And now we got something to vote for him on. This Sanders guy, this guy is scary. I mean, he's going to collapse and wreck this economy, and we're going to become Venezuela-like. And I hope people just open up their eyes and see this guy for what he is.
All right, Robert. Hey, Robert, I'm glad you weighed in this morning.
All right.
All right, man.
Got to take him seriously, though, because head-to-head matches, well, Trump trails almost every Democrat.
To what? At one, some polls. But to what Robert just said, well, Trump's got a track record. Trump didn't have a track record in 2016. Bernie's got a track record. My question is, focus on the 2016 campaign. Everybody wrote off Trump. He was a crazy guy. It was all a bunch of soundbite. I mean, let me give you real quick. One of my friends, conservative friends, who likes Trump, he says, Ed, you kind of got an interesting point. Remember Bernie Sanders? How are you going to pay for all these plans? Nobody knows the cost. In other words, it's a pie in the sky. He said, wasn't that what some people said about Trump? I'm going to build the wall and make Mexico pay for it?
Yeah.
All right? So my question to you at 831-0600, Fox News is, and I think some people could say, it's a very valid comparison, the Bernie campaign now versus the Trump campaign back 4 years ago, where everybody wrote him off. Remember the clip we played last week with Chris Steyerwald, that the Trump campaign probably needs to take Bernie seriously. My question to you, is this a fair comparison? Bernie gets big crowds. Bernie's at least honest. Bernie is animated. The question is, is it a fair comparison to make Bernie, what's going on? Everybody want, oh, we all want Bernie Sanders. They said the same thing about Trump, and look what happened. Is that a fair comparison? 831-0600. Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed.
Hey, brother.
I got a different take here.
All right.
Bernie would be a dream for Trump, but with this one point. And that is not, if it stayed head-to-head, Trump and Bernie, it would be tight, and I agree with what your points are. However, don't discount the factor of the ego of the insider, the centrist, the moderate, the whatever we call that. And I don't know how each state's access to the ballot is, but if it lined up to be Bernie versus Trump, you better believe John Kasich, John Kerry, all these pukes that would, you know, go for the middle,
yeah,
they would mount a campaign, and that would take more from Bernie than Trump.
You're saying, Brian, real quick, you're saying, and you kind of bring an interesting point. Now, that depending if they get their names on the ballot, this would open up an opportunity for a couple of independents, correct?
Yeah, right. Somebody would run independent, and it would be a big battle. But it's like the dream each of these people, like Romney has for a broker convention, or right now they're saying John Kerry and Hillary. You know, they all dream of this broker convention, right, where everybody grovels to them and sees them as the savior. And for that fact, if there's a lot of access to the ballots in the 50 states, which who knows at this point, there's been so many games played, but if an independent could get on there, you know, by the time the Democratic primary rolls around and it's Bernie,
yeah,
then that would just suck a whole lot of oxygen from Bernie.
So that would you're saying pretty much that vote again would go to Trump in 2020?
I think Trump's people are Trump's people. I mean, in 2016, I was a sheepish Trump supporter.
All right.
He won the process. I'm a team playing Republican. He had my vote, even though I thought it guaranteed Hillary victory. It was just the right thing to do.
Right.
And then he shocked me and surprised me.
All right. I got to run. So Brian brings up a very interesting point, that if everybody, even the Democrats, all worried about Bernie, my question is, what did the Democrats do? Remember, the Republicans were looking at finding another individual, and it wasn't one specifically in 2016, but if Trump became the nominee, broker convention never happened, man, we got to worry about this. Remember, no big names wanted to come and speak at the convention because of Trump. Nobody thought Trump was going to win. Hey, mm-hmm, conventional wisdom says he shouldn't have won. And I cover that as well. It shocked me as well.
Yeah, I was surprised.
But the bottom line is that they were looking for an independent. Does Bernie create an independent? That's the other question. Mm. Remember, that's what the Democrats said about Trump. Oh, we want Trump. And he won. Should Republicans be careful of that because it's Bernie, or is it a different comparison? 831-0600. Love to hear your views. Let's go to April. Hey, April, good morning.
Hey, good morning. For a few months, I've been worried about Bernie Sanders taking the nomination for the Democratic Party, even though he's an independent. But because on college campuses, they all seem to be gung-ho for him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, if they come out en masse, the younger adults, you know, there's a problem. And then if he does get the if he does get that nomination, then who is he going to have as a running partner? And that, I think, might be a real
That's a good question.
Scary thing, you know?
Do you think, April, I mean, Obama was very successful in 2008. And by the way, in many, many ways, I think some of the numbers even increased among young people, April, in 2012. He got them excited. He was a young guy. Bernie gets them going with free stuff. But I'm just being honest. When you listen to Bernie talk, he's mean.
So was Trump at the time, too. Remember? He was mean to
us. Well, yeah, but Trump was entertainingly mean. Like, me, I love being mean, but he was entertaining.
He's old man mean. Get off my lawn, mean. Yeah.
No, I appreciate the call. So that's the question. Trump's entertaining, but he's funny as anything. You know, it's like a roast. But my question is, young people haven't traditionally come out and voted a whole lot over the last 10, 15 years. Do you think Bernie gets him to the polls?
I think he probably would so more than anybody else, and it's the craziest thing you'd ever want to see. I mean, this old guy who's at least, 70-something
yeah,
years old, is a rock star amongst 20-somethings. They love the guy, and I think more than anything else, it speaks to the direction the country is going to be maybe going into long-term.
904-831-0600. Good calls this morning. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
295 southbound between Blanding Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge, an extra 4 minutes. That's 295 southbound between Blanding Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge, and I-10 eastbound between Lane Avenue and Roosevelt, at 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901 safe.
A mix of sun and clouds in the morning, cloudy by afternoon, and a high of 76. This evening, cloudy with a low of 55, and right now it's 53 degrees.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at bakerglassinc.com. That's bakerglassinc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
The month of February contains many happy events, but now February marks a very special occasion for the Boger family and Boger Shoes. This February, Erica and Brett Boger will celebrate their daughter Skylar's third birthday. And to help celebrate Skylar's birthday, Boger Shoes is having a fantastic sale on baby shoes for the entire month of February. This month, when you purchase a pair of baby shoes at regular price, you can purchase another pair at 50% off. That's right, get 50% off your second pair. And spring is just around the corner, so check out Boger Shoes' new spring arrivals and their beautiful newly remodeled store. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. Stop by Boger Shoes on Park Street in Five Points today and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. This week, the Florida legislature takes up issues dealing with abortion and raising the age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. After last night's Iowa caucus, results are still not in on who won. And Rush Limbaugh announces he has advanced lung cancer.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I've been talking with nearly 3,000 likely Iowa Democratic caucus goers. Here's what we're learning about some of the themes in this race. First up, one of the biggest debates within the Democratic Party involves those who want a candidate who will fundamentally change the system.
Fox News, Shannon Bream, listen to this. This is 3,000. This is Iowa, but this is also a lot of numbers they did polling. Listen to this. Democrats. I want to break this down piece by piece. I'm not spinning it. I'm just telling you what she's saying here. They did Iowa primary voters. Do you want to go back? Do you want to go back to the days of Obama before Trump, or do you want just a radical change out there? Listen to the results.
Versus one who will reset things to how they were before the Trump administration. So check this out. By about 2-1, Iowa caucus goers are for change. That's what they want to see.
They want change. They don't want to go back to the Obama days. Am I spinning that? They said pre-Trump. That would be the Obama days, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess many people weren't happy with the Obama days as well, were they? Here's more of the clip.
On the economy in particular, almost all Iowa Democratic caucus goers think the way that the nation's economic system works right now, they call it unfair.
Okay, so let me ask this question. At 904-831-0600, and we have a lot of Democrats, Republicans, I don't care. If you believe the economy is unfair, I mean, forget about wealthy guys getting a little, you know, parachutes. I'm talking the overall. For those out there, how about we go a little further? For those of you that run a company, a business owner, would you say the economy's a little unfair? Oh, I think the taxation's totally unfair. I think the regulations are totally lopsided against you. But as a worker, let me ask you this. For those of you out there, if you believe the economy's unfair, give me an example where you think the economy is unfair.
to most Americans. That includes nearly half who go as far as to say it's very unfair. Few think in this group that the economy actually works for most people. Now, even as national polls show record numbers rate the economy positively, most of these caucus goers here in Iowa say they're either holding steady financially or that their family is actually falling behind.
Now, here comes the top three issues.
Only a handful of them think they're actually getting ahead, but they don't see the economy here as the most pressing issue facing the country. Iowa Democrats say that is health care, followed by climate change, and far behind is the economy.
Okay, so let me ask you this. For those of you out there, the issue even among Republicans is health care, followed by sometimes the economy and or immigration. The Democrats say they're, I want to get to health care in a moment. Their second tier issue is climate change. Really? So here's my question. How is climate change affecting Democrats? Why is it a big issue among Democrats, not among Republicans?
I think it's young people, really.
Okay, you could be correct on
that. Those millennials who like Sanders.
On the issue of health care, 904, and we talk about a lot of other issues, 904-831-0600. If health care is a pressing issue, whatever your position may be, I'd love to hear specifics. Hey, Ed, this is where... You may sit back, hey, I love my healthcare. Okay, I get it. But this is where healthcare could improve. Is it affordability? Is it portability? Is it my doctors? Is it transparency? 831-0600-904-831-0600. Listen to this. Before I get to the calls, here is former Louisiana, one of my favorites, former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. He says the Democrat plans is horrible. But the Republicans have got to stop playing defense on health care.
Democrats are great at shifting costs from the private sector to taxpayers. That's what Medicare for All does. That's what the Obamacare plan does. That's what Medicaid expansion does. What Americans really want, they like their private health care. They simply want it to be more affordable. So I argue that Republicans need to play offense, not defense. We need to be laser focused on reducing costs. It needs to be cost, cost, cost. Three places they can start and are lowering drug costs, ending surprise billing, and providing more transparency in hospital and drug pricing.
Okay, now that's all great. I love it. But to you out there, what could be, or let's go a little bit further. If you wanted to PR properly, let's say the GOP isn't properly doing the healthcare, where could they do a better job and overall for healthcare? All of you out there, if you had to sit back and say, Ed, I don't like the way Medicare and Medicaid is. New doctors aren't accepting Medicare and Medicaid patients. I got to wait in line. I'd like to hear your attitude or your view. Where do you improve the healthcare system? What specifically? 831-0600. Always love that issue. People have all sorts of answers on that topic. Let's go to James. Hey, James, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, you and Roger, get your workout in yet for today?
Not yet.
After the morning show.
Man, there you go. Here you go. That's where I'm going. I'm headed right into it. That's part of health care, Democrats. If Democrats are so worried about health, when you hear a Democrat talk, you would think that 60% of their voters are overweight, lazy, and don't like to work out. I mean, look, the AMA has stated, and I've called about this before. The AMA has stated you don't even need to go to the store to buy any weights or exercise equipment. You can do a prison workout, and 4 days a week for 20 minutes, man, you can lose weight.
Wait. What is a prison? Oh, man. What is a prison? I think I know what it is, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, my dad was a sergeant in corrections, and he said the most fit individuals he's ever met were in long-term prison sentences.
Right.
Because they worked out and they ate great, ate good. But anyways, so my point is, if I was a campaign manager for the RNC, I would promote, aside from private health care and costs, I would promote a national physical fitness campaign of some kind. I would promote physical fitness. Well, when you work out, it improves mental health, diabetes, high blood pressure, man,
right. Well, we did that when Trump was in. Didn't Schwarzenegger do it when HW was in? Here's the thing.
Michelle Obama.
He brings up a valid point. Preventative maintenance. Like, I have to. I'm not saying this to brag. Roger does it as well. We have to find time to go. We have to for my health, okay? Right. It's either an hour a day. Sometimes it's 2 hours a day, a couple miles before I work out, and a mile, and whatever. Anyway, I have to. And it's really inexpensive. What it means by you can do push-ups and sit-ups. You don't need to go to the gym. I just go to the gym.
Right.
Having said this, the Democrats, think about this for a second. And I'm not blaming this all on the Democrats. So let's just, they do believe in preventative maintenance. The preventative maintenance is, let's raise the ages on tobacco and alcohol. Well, okay, if you want to do that, knock yourself out. Oh, let's ban Mike Bloomberg Coke items. I haven't had a Coke in 3 years since I dropped all my weight, and I won't have another one, okay? Yeah. I have it, to me, it's a milestone.
You and I drink flavored
water. Yeah.
Flavored water.
And coffee in the morning. Or let's ban this. Folks, that is not the preventative maintenance that, I mean, you need to do. The preventative maintenance is get your butt walking at least 15 minutes a day. And by the way, some of you need to start working your mind 15 minutes a day, because evidently when you listen to these Z's on the left, the oxygen is stopped from the neck up. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
295 southbound between St. John's Bluff and Butler. There's some traffic, so add an extra 5 minutes. That's 295 southbound between St. John's Bluff and Butler. And I-10 eastbound between Lane Avenue and 95, add 4 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny this morning, more clouds by afternoon, the high 76. This evening will be cloudy with a low of 55. Right now, 52 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
The Everglades, previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys, home to thousands of species of plants and animals, and an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth, is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Ladies and gentlemen, this day has been one of the most difficult days in recent memory for me, because I've known this moment was coming in the program today, that I have been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer.
That's Rush Limbaugh announcing yesterday that he has advanced lung cancer. I don't know the certain levels, but I mean, Roger, your wife works in the medical field.
Right.
How bad is it?
I don't know for sure, but I heard that he was stage four, and I understand that stage four is the worst it can get. And
they make comebacks on that?
They can. Anything can happen, and he can get a miracle, but it didn't look good. Yeah.
904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Continued chaos in Iowa as officials still have no results and are scrambling to find an answer to the problem. After last night's caucuses, they say the snafu is due to quality checks after nearly 12 hours and could take several more before any numbers are released. Record unemployment, robust economy, USMCA, China trade agreement. President Trump expected to highlight all the positives in his State of the Union speech. Tonight's theme is the Great American Comeback. And classes are canceled today after a shooting at an East Texas college campus yesterday. Two women are dead, a toddler in serious condition, after they were discovered in a dormitory at Texas A&M University Commerce. That's about 70 miles northeast of Dallas. Police so far have no motive or suspects as they continue their investigation. Dow futures, the up 313 points. This is SRN News.
If you AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lademan. Police are investigating a drive-by shooting near Jacksonville Elementary School Monday that left one person wounded and had the school on lockdown. J. KSO says the victim was in a group walking along West 45th Street around 5:30 Monday afternoon when someone in a silver Ford Fusion began shooting. The man was hit in the head, and at least two other bullets ended up in a school door at the George Washington Carver Elementary School, shattering a window. The person who was shot is expected to survive. School officials say no students were involved, but that the school was placed on lockdown as a precaution. The investigation continues with no suspects. The school will open as usual today. Charges for a man from Jacksonville who police say failed to tell a girlfriend he was HIV positive. According to an arrest report, 47-year-old Robert Addison had messaged with the woman he met on Facebook for a year before they had sex, and that the woman later found out Addison's status. Addison is in jail on $30,000 bond. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 7th, starting at 7 p.m., it's the February 1st Friday Cosmic Concert at the Museum of Science and History. Saturday, February 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, February 8th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
295 southbound between St. John's Bluff and Butler. There's some traffic, so add an extra 5 minutes. That's 295 southbound between St. John's Bluff and Butler. And I-10 eastbound between Lane Avenue and 95, add 4 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny this morning, more clouds by afternoon, the high 76. This evening will be cloudy with a low of 55. Right now, 52 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. After last night's caucuses in Iowa, results are still not in on who won. Rush Limbaugh announces he has advanced lung cancer. And tonight, President Trump delivers his State of the Union address.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, former federal prosecutor, former official, worked in the Bush White House, and Councilman Rory Diamond's going to join us. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio, WBOB. Let's continue on with the news. Kevin Derby on our newsmaker line, my good man. He is, of course, he fills in for us a lot, Roger, when I'm not here. But as you know, Kevin Derby's the editor. Those calls, brother. Kevin Derby's the editor for FloridaDaily.com. Let me play this clip. This is getting a lot of we're getting a lot of traction on this one. Listen to this. Here is Britt Hume, Martha McCallum, and analyst Brett Baer on the topic of Bernie Sanders comparing his campaign this year to the 2016 win of Donald Trump. Listen to this clip.
There is that element of the more the party establishment talks down Bernie Sanders, the more his supporters say, well, you know what? We're showing up in greater numbers.
That's right. And of course, all of us reporters who covered countless campaigns, we all thought we knew something, which was that crowd size is no real indication of final support. Well, in the case of Trump, boy, were we wrong about that. And so, and he can say this, make the same claim about Bernie. He's got energy on his side. He's got youth among his supporters. So he becomes a genuine threat to win the nomination, and they're all going to panic because they think he can't beat Trump, but who knows?
Now, let me stop right there. I want to get into the comparison with Trump and Bernie. Let's talk about Florida. Right now, when is the Florida primary coming up?
The Florida primary is March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Wow. I guess St. Patrick's Day.
I have my priorities.
I know, you know. So having said this, and I want to get to the Trump comparison in a couple of minutes here, but let's talk Florida. I mean, I got to tell you something. Roger and I cover this every day. And I got to tell you something, Kevin. I always, you know, go to you on this. If I was a betting man, I couldn't tell you who is really running the show on the Dems in Florida. I mean, which candidate would at least seem as the front runner? What do you see?
Yeah, look, there's been very limited polling. Now, it is 7 weeks out, and with so many states before it, you know, polling right now in a primary that late is an exercise in futility. I think Biden would start off, just because of name recognition, organization, would probably be at the top. Sanders did not play well here in 2016. I think that holds him back. Look, the Florida Democrats are not exactly a youthful organization. Having said that, though, you know, that's what we said 2 years ago, and Andrew Gillum was able to ride young voters to a victory in the primary. The guy I would not count out in Florida, though, is Mike Bloomberg. He is already throwing millions and millions of dollars in Florida. He's opening offices across the state. And look, the Florida Democratic Party, any statewide primary, it comes down to those three giant blue counties in the southeast part of the state: Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach. There are enough former New Yorkers there who took 95 South. That is a natural base for Bloomberg. I think Bloomberg actually is the guy to keep an eye on here in Florida, especially if Biden continues to stumble.
So now let's get to finishing this clip. This panel on Fox News where they have said that, look at that, they all want, I'm going to play the clip, so I want you to comment. They all said, isn't there a comparison? Look at Bernie's campaign versus Trump in 2016. Republicans are saying, hey, we want Bernie Sanders to become the nominee because he won't win. He's far left. But they said, hey, we want Trump. He's the worst candidate. Remember, Democrats said he can't win and he won in 2016. Here's the clip.
Does that whole scenario that you just described remind us of? It reminds me so much of what happened with President Trump.
It does.
Because he was always ahead in the early stages, and everybody said, well, this is going to die out. You know, he's a reality TV star. That's why everybody shows up to see him at these things. And, you know, it is remarkable, sort of at different extremes and very different ideologies, how similar this feels in terms of bucking the trend against your own party.
You remember that a lot of Democrats in 2016 said they were hoping that Trump would be the nominee of the Republican Party because he'd be the easiest one to
Hillary
beat.
Hillary wanted him. They wanted
to run against him, and look what happened. And so now we look at, you know, some Republicans are looking at Bernie Sanders and say, oh boy, I hope he wins because, you know, he's way out on the left and Trump will kill him. Well, look what happened with Trump.
So Kevin, the question is, I kind of see the similarities. Give me what your view is on that.
Look, I see the similarities. The establishment of the party doesn't like the guy. Whatever you think of Bernie Sanders, you know where he stands, okay? No ifs, no ands, no buts. He has always been consistent. One thing which I will give Bernie Sanders and Trump credit for, and I think it's kind of off everyone's radar screen, Donald Trump basically wiped out a generation of Republican presidential wannabes on one issue, and that was, hey, guys, the Iraq War, biggest mistake in American history. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Well, it's kind of off the, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan are off the radar screen right now. You know where Bernie Sanders stands on those issues. He was one of the few senators to vote against the Iraq War. He's not like Biden or Hillary Clinton or John Kerry who try to have it both ways there. That is, look, we are done. Americans are fed up with wars, endless wars overseas. Obama promised to get us out of them. Didn't happen. Trump promised to get us out of them. Didn't happen. That is Bernie Sanders' secret weapon here, folks. I think Bernie Sanders, do I think Trump would be a favorite against Bernie Sanders? Yeah, I do. Do I think it's a slam dunk? No, I don't, unfortunately.
So when you hear those compare, I mean, it drives. I mean, I understand that Trump people are like, oh, well, here's the difference. Trump, I mean, when you look at Trump, I don't think Trump is as far right wing as Bernie is as far as left wing out there.
Sure.
But does, I mean, you know, everybody's talking about the fix is in, Bernie, blah, blah, blah. We've heard from some audience members. If Bernie
let's stop that right there, okay?
What?
I think this is incompetence. The fix is in. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear that from the Trump team, which basically shut down 15 state primaries. So Joe Walsh and Bill Weld, who I don't think have any prayer against Trump's Republican primaries. Look, this is the most rigged Republican presidential primary.
No. I was talking about
Joe
the Democrats.
No. Yeah, I know, but I don't want to hear that from the Republicans. Keep saying, well, the fix is in. That's what
wasn't the fix in 2016 against Bernie?
To some extent, I think though, Roger's loving this with superdelegates. I think that's absolutely the case. The superdelegates have basically made sure the party bosses remain in charge of the Democratic primary. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just asking, you know, is it in? That's all I'm saying.
The fix is in on both sides here. I mean, let's be real.
Hey, do you think? Hey, Roger, this is you know, Roger and I talk about this. For those of you out, by the way, Kevin Derby, the editor from FloridaDaily.com, is on our newsmaker line. I was in Tallahassee this past week, and I got to see Kevin for lunch. And do you know that, Roger, normally there are, for the audience out there, there's like five, eight, ten, a dozen issues on the constitutional measure ballots. Right now, there's only two. And Kevin, from what I hear from everybody, it may be to maybe three or four. I think term limits is trying to come on the ballot. Right now, there isn't more than three or four that may be on the 2020 ballot. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, a lot of them just everyone was trying to get their constitutional amendment proposals through to the 2020 ballot, thinking this will be the year it helps. It's a presidential election. They're assuming it's going to be high turnout,
right?
Because of it, everyone was trying to push their amendments towards it. Some of them didn't make it. The assault rifle ban didn't make it. On the other hand, I think there's going to be enough there. Minimum wage, certainly. The questions about closed primaries, open primaries.
That was my next. Without interrupting, that was my next question, because I got to tell you something. I think, you get the voters to vote for this. Kevin, I got to tell you something. I'm not saying I support this. I know both sides don't like this, by the way, Dems and Reps.
No, they don't.
Is this something that could be on the state amendment? I mean, you think this thing could pass where everybody can vote in a different primary?
I think it'll make the ballot. I don't think it's going to get a majority.
Really?
I think the elephant and the donkey will team up and squash it. Yeah, I think there just aren't enough. If you're waiting for voters outside the major parties to kind of be the example, the one thing which could give it maybe 35% to 40%, and again, this is really, really early.
Wow, that's low.
What could push it, though, a little higher than that, is it's going to be if you have Democrats in Republican counties, you know, their heart bleeds left, but they are in Republican counties, or, you know, conservative Democrats in deep blue counties who, you know, they'll vote for Republicans in the general, but they have to vote for the Democrats in the primary. I don't know if there's enough of that, though, to get them over 50%. I certainly don't think there's enough of that to get 60%.
All right.
I think, you know, what it'll come down to is Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, all the political establishment of both parties will sit there and tell us this is a bad amendment. And, you know, like Lemmings, most Democrats and Republicans will follow the ticket.
All right, Kevin Derby, the editor for FloridaDaily.com. Good to have you on today.
Always a pleasure, Marshall.
All right, I got to tell you something. He was 35, 40%. I thought it might get a little bit higher numbers. That sounds a little lowball, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound a little low, yeah. But, you know.
What do you think?
You can never tell with politics.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, it's what I'm getting at is that we hear from conservatives say, you know, I don't have a problem. I mean, if the largest group of people registering the vote are non-party affiliation, I'd have to assume they'd love probably to vote for something like this.
And I wonder whether or not, and it probably doesn't matter, it's probably just me, whether or not there's a privacy concern. Because once you register with the party, you've announced to the world your political leanings. And
no, this is about voters. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
But I'm just talking about if both sides go along with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to have more of this conversation coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600-904-831-0600. So the question I keep asking is, you heard what the Fox News crowd said. It's kind of an interesting take. Remember, Donald Trump, we don't want Trump as the nominee in 2016. He'll lose. Remember Republicans were saying that? Democrats wanted Trump. He'll lose. Remember, that's what Democrats were saying.
That's right.
Is this a fair comparison for Republicans, say, about Bernie Sanders? Is it a fair comparison? Bernie's got the burn. He's got a lot of support. He's going to get a lot of more money. He's not going to run out. Is it a fair comparison out there that Republicans want Bernie to become the nominee because they feel that he'll automatically lose? They say, well, hey, that's the same view Democrats had about Trump.
The bigger contrast is that, you know, during the time they said that, you know, Trump would lose, he was actually trailing in the polls. Bernie does okay in the polls, to be frank with you. We are, you know, a little bit of ways out.
Yeah, but Trump was leading a lot in the other polls. But that's my question to you at 831-0600-904-831-0600. To you out there, is it a fair comparison to make to the Bernie campaign to what the 2016 Trump campaign was in the primary? Give me the pros and cons of that. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
295 southbound between Blanding Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge, there's stop-and-go traffic and an extra 13 minutes. That's 295 southbound between Blanding Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge. And as always, I-10 eastbound between Lane Avenue and 95 and an extra 14 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sun and clouds this morning. More clouds by afternoon, 76 the high. This evening, cloudy with a low of 55, and currently, it's 52 degrees.
Hey, Steve, what's going on, Tanner?
It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry, plus our computerized state-of-the-art 3D foot scanner can help you find your perfect fit in footwear and custom art supports. Everyone leaves with a smile on their face. I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E. With a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store, Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Let's squeeze in a quick call. Let's go to a lot of people weighing in this morning. A lot of emails coming in, too. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Morning. How y'all doing?
Hey, brother. What's going on this morning?
Yeah. Not much, just the regular drive. On the Trump-Bernie thing, I'm not sure that it's really a fair comparison like the talking heads were doing, just because, you know, people said Trump couldn't win, but Trump was basically running on the traditional American values, whereas Bernie Sanders is so far out on the left. He's probably somewhere south, probably somewhere west of Hawaii. And I don't think that the American public in general, even Democrats, can take it quite that deep. You know.
Let me ask this: couldn't the same thing be said about Barack H. Obama? Roger.
Yeah.
Far to the left, but they want to change. They didn't care. And I think a lot of people that felt that way with Trump, they said as soon as we saw him come down the elevator, bam, or escalator, it was all change. They were ticked off at the Republican primaries. They were ticked off at the Republican establishment. And you see the same thing with Bernie. That's why I asked the question, is it a fair comparison, the Bernie Sanders 2020 race versus the Trump 2016? Everybody wrote off Trump. He's a Nazi. He's a far right winger. Mexico going to pay for the wall. Hey, remember the Democrats. There's no way we want Trump.
And then when the Access Hollywood video came out, everybody was writing him off. I mean, there were people who were taking back their endorsements.
That's right.
You know?
And guess what? Can it be the same comparison with Bernie Sanders? I mean, some of you, I get it, man. Bernie's far left. The bottom line, Bernie's resonating with people. His views. I don't agree with his views, but people like it. And I just wonder, should you be? Nobody took Obama. Oh, Obama's not going to win. Yeah, well, he did. All right, let's go. Let me take some. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Ryan Chamberlain. He's on our newsmaker line. I'll get back to the calls in a moment. Ryan Chamberlain is an author, speaker, and a consultant. What are you doing to me, Roger? One of my old favorite areas out of the Marion County. He's a businessman and when CEOs nationwide. He's running one of the. You're running the Republican primary. Breaking news. On the Ted Yoho, the congressman of the Congressional District 3, he's not running for re-election. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dean?
Good, man. I'm doing well. So, I'm going to have you on more, but tell me a little bit. You're running – man, there's almost like a dozen people looking into this race. You're a book author. I mean, again, you're in the South, successful marriage, successful family out there. The campaign, you look at this, and what do you see?
Well, I see a chance to bring some – strong conservative values continue to help what we got going on, but what we need help with up there, which in my opinion boils down to one word, is dysfunction. I mean, we got so much dysfunction going on in Congress right now. We've got to bring some people that aren't politicians, that know how to conduct business, know how to work with people. And, I've got several reasons I'm running, but, I'm excited for this opportunity. I've had the chance with my beautiful wife to raise four awesome boys that are now turning into men, and it's time for me to go, help take some of the things that I've learned over the last couple of decades, and get up there and help get some things done. We need some action.
Do you see, Trump, yes, but I think this is coming around always that when, I don't know so much about the Dems, but when at least when you hear conservatives and church-going people, they, whether they buy into it or not, I think people are attracted to like a quote, and forget Trump for a second, they like the businessman idea, mentality much more than the elected official. Do you see that swinging more that we see here in Florida, that people are attracted more to, hey, people have been successful in business than just the typical guy running for re-election every couple of years?
Absolutely. I mean, I think really what people are wanting is results. They're tired of the individuals that are only focused on their career, which is not everybody up there. And I don't want to try to paint that everybody's bad. There's definitely some good people. But there's an overwhelming amount of, people just looking out or taking care of the favors that they have accumulated over the years. I mean, if they've been in Congress more than 12 years, chances are they're spending all their time trying to help people out that they owe things to. It's time for them to move on. And so I'm for, I support and I respect Ted Yoho for following through with what he campaigned on. He said 8 years. He said term limits. I'm definitely for term limits. It's getting crazy up there. And when you have that much ego going on, that many people trying to hang on to, I think they're not getting business done. And I'm a business guy. I don't want to compare myself to anyone else necessarily, but I like to get things done. It sounds like you're that way as well.
Yeah, I want to do one of these mottos. I'm a business guy, and I'm sick of the voters getting the business.
Absolutely.
So, hey, by the way, I know we're going to have you on again. Breaking news. Well, I mean, for this race, Ted Yoho. This is going to be one of the biggest. Probably the top two, maybe top three in the state. Congressional District 3, Ted Yoho is stepping down, and of course, is a big Republican primary, and of course, throwing his hat in the ring as business owner, Ryan Chamberlain. Hey, by the way, you're out of the, and I know the area very well, being born and raised, Ocala, Bellevue area, right?
That's correct.
Hey,
yep,
by the way, Roger.
I didn't interrupt.
Roger.
Yes.
Bellevue has, I don't care if you want to call it a flea market, off of 441, 301 or 441, right? Phenomenal flea market out there. Very professional.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huh. Ryan's like, I don't go there. What are you talking about, Ed? Anyway, I'm just kidding with you.
There's also be shopping there, right?
I know. Yeah. So anyway, hey Ryan, we're going to have you back on, and we're going to do it again soon.
Thanks so much.
All right.
For your time, Ed.
Yeah, good. You're welcome. I think we got a big we're covering this story a lot in FloridaDaily.com. Of course, our listening area is huge, and it covers that Congressional District 3. He's going to be tell you, this guy, man, this is going to be a fun race. It's going to be one of the best ones to watch. 55 minutes after 7 a.m., 9:04. I'd love to hear from the audience. I know a lot of people have been wanting to weigh in on this Bernie Sanders comparison to President Trump. Fair comparison or is it not? I'd love to hear your views. 831-8255. 0600-904-831, 0600-TALK-RADIO, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with I-10 eastbound between Lane Avenue and 95, add an extra 12 minutes. And 95 northbound between Old St. Augustine Road and University, add 10 minutes. That's 95 northbound between Old St. Augustine Road and University. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with the high of 75. This evening will be cloudy with the low of 55. And right now it's 52 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs, FTC filing suit to stop Harry's Razors merger with Schick. Mall owners trying to save Forever 21 chain. Crude oil prices drop on coronavirus fears of contagion. Those stories next. Let's talk about your 401k for a moment. If it's in the stock market, it's not necessarily safe. Remember the great financial crisis of 2008? Lou Dobbs here. Take a look at what the folks at Goldco have to say about protecting your 401k or IRA by adding physical gold and silver to it. Now, I'm not saying the world will end if you don't buy gold or silver, but I will tell you it's just common sense to diversify your retirement portfolio. Yes, the markets have been up and a lot of 401ks are doing very well, but the bubble could burst any day. Take steps now to keep your money safe. Get a free Gold IRA kit from Goldco by visiting goldirakit.com and filling out a simple form. There's no obligation. The folks at Goldco are trusted by major third-party consumer protection agencies, including TrustLink, the Better Business Bureau, Trustpilot, and more. Visit goldirakit.com or call them at 855-815-GOLD today. Federal regulators want to block the merger of upstart Harry's Razors with traditional shaving company Schick. The FTC is suing to block the $1.4 billion acquisition, saying it could hurt competition and cost consumers money. Schick and rival Gillette have had to slash prices to compete with Harry's in recent years. Several major mall owners have joined a consortium of buyers, making an $81 million bid to save the retail chain Forever 21. It filed for bankruptcy last year. The Forever 21 stores are located mainly in shopping malls and fell victim to changing trends in retailing as online purchases continue to surge. Crude oil prices falling to the lowest level in more than a year. Investors concerned about falling Chinese demand because of the coronavirus-related cutbacks. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
There's a lot of basketball ahead, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings. Specials like 100 jumbo shrimp for just $34.99, plus the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, and more. The new classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z, the founder.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Coming up next for the full hour, plus your calls, 831-0600. Rory Diamond is in the studios with us. You man, wears a lot of hats also, our friend, with the K9s for Warriors.org. The question is, those on Fox News, the pundits are saying, hey, remember the success of the 2016 of the President Trump campaign where Democrats wanted him, they felt they could beat him, and of course you saw what happened. Republicans said, there's no way this guy's going to win. And now the comparison is Bernie Sanders. The establishment is writing him off. The Trump crowd is writing him off. But yet it's the same comparison there that he could win the election in 2020. Do you agree with that comparison? Love to hear your view. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.